Well, Lord, we just thank you for your awesomeness, and Lord, it's just your word here as we open it up and take a look in it, Lord, that Lord, you would just use it, because your word, you say, are spirit and life. And Jesus, we ask you to speak life to us from your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Been in Philippians. You could just stay in Philippians like forever, right? Ephesians and Philippians, you could just live there. There's just so much meat and wealth of just Paul's relationship, his experience with Christ is just so good. We've been spending time there in chapter 4 this week, and today, there again, with something a little different. And I'll read these three verses and then we'll come. Just talk about them a bit. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. And I know how to get along with humble means, and I know how to live in prosperity. And in every circumstance, I've learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having an abundance and suffering need, and I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And we've heard that verse a ton of times, right? Great verse, you know. I always say this, I've never been to any athletic event where you don't hear that verse, you know. That's always the athlete's favorite verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But which is good, right? But there's just so powerful here. Back in 11, we just take a few of these words that Paul uses here. Not that I speak from want, but just the word insufficiency. And for I have learned to be content, whatever circumstance I am. That word learned is a word there, the same word we get from discipleship. In other words, his circumstances discipled him. Okay? But then that word circumstances, I just thought I'd look that up today. And let me read this to you. It's the state or the realm, sphere, as in a condition in which something operates from within. Okay? So when he's talking about this, he's using this, them giving a gift to him, and using it as an opportunity to teach them something. Right, and we always read these verses about his outward circumstances, right, where he had abundance, provision, you know, food, clothing, and need. But it's more than that. He's taking this opportunity to get something within them. And he said, "I've learned from these circumstances, in other words, to living from within. Okay, and to be content in every circumstance that I am." And that word content is only used one time in all of Scripture. Right here, okay? And this word content in the Greek here is sufficiency from within that comes from the fullness of Christ, all right? I've learned to be content. In other words, I've learned to be satisfied within. In other words, my contentment comes from an all-sufficient Christ who lives within. And my circumstances or whatever's going on have discipled me and to teach me how to live from within, right? In the contentment comes, not like, okay, I'm just at peace, but it's a contentment meaning that there's an all-sufficiency. You have everything that you could possibly need. You're absolutely full within, right? I know how to get along with humble means, and I know how to live in prosperity. Again, in any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of being filled, going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. And this word secret, too, here's another word that's only used one time, right? And it's this. It's like being initiated into a mystery, like you're initiated into a fraternity or something, right? You're initiated into them, and now you know all the secrets that they've held within this. Right, when you have you've been a sorority or fraternity, they share secrets with you. Right, when you go through your initiation, and that's what this word means. That there's kind of this initiation here. He's learned the secret in his relationship with God. He's been initiated in, and now he's understanding and seeing this great mystery, which Scripture speaks of. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And actually, it had the one translator says, shutting the eyes and mouth to experience the wonderful mystery. Right? Shutting your eyes and mouth to experience the wonderful mystery. And that's the secret he's talking about. Of being filled, going hungry, and having abundance. I'm going to read this kind of as it's written in the Greek, okay? Again, because we always think, I just always think of the outside stuff, which is true, okay? He's outside, you know, when he's traveling on his missionary journeys, he would have a lot of stuff, or he didn't have a lot of stuff, and he just learned, you know, being hungry, it's okay, or not, that's not what he's talking about. It's even deeper than that. All right, here's how it kind of reads. Verse 12. I know also how to be brought low. I know also how to abound in everything. And in all things, I have learned this secret, this wonderful mystery. Also to be full and to be satisfied. To be needy and also to abound and to fall short. Okay? So here's the encouragement to us, right? In his journey. What he's saying is there's times where my circumstances are discipling me and I really get it. I really tapped into this indwelling, all-sufficient Christ. And there's some times where I fall really short of that. Right? Where I found myself suffering need because I wasn't looking from within to the all-sufficient Christ. Right? Because in chapter 3, he says, you know, not that I've obtained it, but I press on. And it's a real encouragement to me. Right? And that's what this verse here is really saying to us. You know, hey guys, sometimes I just get it. Man, I'm just, oh yeah, if I've experienced his presence, and sometimes I just blow it and find myself really in need. Okay? But I'm learning. God is using discipling me through what's going on around me. Okay? If you think of that, which is so true, and God's so sovereign, everything that's happening around you, right, and all your day, all your circumstances around you are discipling you. He's discipling you through that, teaching you to be, teaching you to tap into this all-sufficient, showing you that from within you're absolutely satisfied, all-sufficient, and full for everything you face, right? And sometimes you tap into that, and sometimes you really blow it, right? But he doesn't stop. Just because you don't, then let's keep going. Let's keep learning. Then this last one, which is really cool. I can do all things. Word is through, but actually it should be in. I can do all things in Christ. Because I'm in Christ, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. And that word strengthens where we get our word dynamite from. Dynamo. I can do all things in Christ who infuses me. That word literally means infuses me with dynamite. Who infuses me with power. Isn't that cool verse? I can do all things because I'm in Christ. I can do all things in Christ who infuses me with his dynamite, with his power. Okay? So there's why he's this contentment, right? His contentment means all sufficient. I'm filled with your all sufficient Christ in everything, right? Isn't that good? But I thought it'd be an encouragement kind of read that to you because even in reading this, you know, instead of me thinking, oh, good, I did it here, I always think of the times I didn't do it, right? But the Lord has ordained all your circumstances today to teach you to close your eyes and to look within. And for you to be initiated into this awesome secret, this awesome mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.